let's talk about your first or your next client. I'm going to help you understand one of the reasons why you're struggling to get your first or your next client. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel Peterson. I'm super excited to spend this time with you today, especially because this was a lesson that took me a long time to learn. Now, I don't know if anyone listening to this episode has ever felt maybe jaded or like you've been really excited about things in the past and almost like maybe things sometimes fall through. Now, if you've been in business for any amount of time, you know realistically that you have to like balance both optimism and realism because you always want to be excited. You want to dream of possibility. You want to have hope. You want to create a vision and go after it. But at the same time, you know that things take a while. Business takes a long time. Things come up. Not all that glitters is gold. Like there's so much that comes up. It's honestly, if I'm being very, very honest, it's a miracle that entrepreneurs, or it's craziness, that entrepreneurs are able to push forward with positivity despite all of the things that have completely let them down. And nobody ever hears about all the things that almost were, all of the deals that fell through right after you announced them or right after you shared with your spouse that you were so proud of them. So many things fall through or aren't what they seem. One example of this that I think of a lot was actually when we hired this guy who was a huge like launch expert, and he was like, I'm going to help you launch and you're going to make like $15 million. He's like, what do you think about making $15 million over a year? And I was like, that's awesome, right? Who wouldn't be excited? And now keep in mind, guys, of course, even as I say it right now, I feel silly because it sounded so good. It sounded awesome. I wanted it. So he goes, all right, so do you think we could do that within, you know, the next year? He's like, I think that you can do $8 million by, and this was like last year, by Christmas. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And of course, I believed it, right? Totally believed it. I was so excited. Paul is my husband, and he's the skeptical one. I think it really helps to have a skeptical person in a relationship. But he's, you know, kept his mouth shut. He didn't want to make me feel jaded. He wanted me to go through the emotions and the learning process and everything. And so when everything came together and like we saw what it really was and how it wasn't working and how he had never really had those track records before, it was like, oh, of course. But there's this fine line that we have to balance between optimism and realism. Like, I hope it works out. I believe it could. That's so exciting. There's possibility all around us. It's not always going to be wrapped in a beautiful Tiffany's box. It's not always going to be the thing that glitters that's actually gold. Usually gold is the thing that's like covered in mud and takes a lot of work to get to. And, you know, in fact, what is it? They call it like black gold or liquid gold. It definitely doesn't look like gold. Oil, that's for sure. But what does this have to do with getting a client? Here's the thing. Sometimes life has left us not feeling confident. We don't feel comfortable celebrating something that could be, or we feel the need to like add a disclaimer to everything. And yes, this is me actually encouraging the optimistic side of things. So when somebody shows interest, you may not even be noticing it. So for example, when you are posting, here's how I help people with social media, and your neighbor says, I might need help with my business, and you're like, yeah, but that's just my neighbor. You're literally taking yourself out of the running for opportunities. And I cannot tell you guys how often people, I will say to them, hey, I'm looking for some help with X, Y, and Z. And they either respond once or never book a call, or they don't send me a proposal, or they'll send me a proposal a month later. And I'm like, I get it that life may have taught us to be like pessimistic or jaded, or like there's no way that this is actually happening. But sometimes we take ourselves out of the running for big opportunities, and having that mentality of being jaded and having that mentality of there's no way that this is going to work, that energy is being carried into everything that you do. And so while I get it, it's scary. It is very scary putting yourself out there over and over and over again, having no idea if it's going to work, feeling like you could totally flop, you could fall on your face. By the way, I do a lot more than you would even realize, but if you open your eyes and maybe start to see it. But we pull ourselves out of the running sometimes by our negative energy. And so I'm not someone that actually believes in like be positive, but I'm going to share a different mentality. What would it look like if you showed up like the person who deserves the deal, even if you don't see it yet? What does it look like if you show up like the person who can accomplish what you want to accomplish? So while you may be like, I don't feel super positive, what if you, I don't know, try on for a different feel? What does it look like with a different energy? What does it look like with a temporary state of positivity? Doesn't mean that that's real. That doesn't mean that's how you always feel. I'm not even saying you need to fake it. I'm saying try something else on for size. Sometimes when I want to feel a different way, I'll literally try on a different outfit. If I want to look like a business owner, like for sure, I'm going to throw on a blazer. Although business owner does not equal blazers. Blazers do not equal business owners. However, what if you could just as simply try something else on, whether it's throwing some glasses on and being like, okay, this makes me feel like I can show up as the person who can get this deal done. I'm not saying that's who you have to become, but what if you just tried it? Like, what if you just saw what happened? What if you showed up borrowing the confidence of Selena Gomez when she's performing at the Victoria's Secret runway show? I just love this idea. And I'll be honest with you guys, when I heard that so many celebrities tap into I want to be clear, they're not like channeling demons or anything like that. They're talking about this alter ego. They're talking about putting on a different style. It's almost like acting a little bit. And there are days where I wake up and I feel like the most normal person in the entire world. And I'm like, how in the world am I supposed to create any content that anyone's going to pay attention to? And then I borrow the energy, the attitude of someone that I admire, whether it's Carrie Underwood or Reese Witherspoon. You know why that's really easy for me? Because I hear a lot that I look like them. I don't always feel like them, but even Carrie Underwood doesn't wake up feeling like Carrie Underwood. She said, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I forget that I'm Carrie Underwood, and I'm like, no, I'm just Carrie right now, and someone will ask for a picture, and I'm like, wow, that is so crazy. So just try it on. Try it on like a scarf. Try it on like a pair of glasses. Maybe literally put on a scarf, literally put on a pair of glasses. Just test out a different mode when it's time to start talking to potential clients and potentially getting some awesome deals. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, if you head on over to my YouTube channel, you'll see that I've been posting some new tutorials, including 7 ways that I find clients. You can grab that. It'll be in the link in the show notes of this episode. You can find those at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.